Choose from tons of 6-inch subs, plus a 21-ounce drink, all for just $4. Lunchtime, anytime.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Let this be a reminder to you all that this organization will not tolerate failure.
Crossed over if I never had.
That was the actual voice of Mike Dorsey at a meeting we had yesterday.
Oh, I think it's Mark.
I'm going to ask you to play it again, Peon.
All right.
Because it's pretty powerful. And he's got a command of the English language, and when he says something, you know he means it.
Yeah.
I'll play that again.
Let this be a reminder to you all that this organization will not tolerate failure.
That's Mike Dorsey. Wow. That's why when you listen to this station, you hear perfection.
That's a serious voice, too.
No, it is. Very dead serious.
Yeah.
And we've been around here long enough to know.
Oh, yeah.
He means business. Now, the other thing he told me a long time ago, he said, I don't care when you come in here at 3 o'clock. I don't care what kind of mood you're in. I don't care if your best friend died, your dog died, your house caught on fire. He said, you're not going to let people know you're mad or that you're in a bad mood or you're sad. You got it?
Yeah. You leave it outside the door.
Got it good.
You leave it at home.
Yeah.
And today is an example of how I'm able to do that. I'm steaming. I'm fuming inside.
Mm.
I'm so mad.
What happened?
Well,
you can't talk about it. You left it at home.
No, I can talk about it, but I can't talk about it in an angry tone.
Oh.
I was under the impression that last Friday would be the last of the Fridays I'd be on assignment, and that tomorrow I'd be able to work.
Yeah.
And I find out now that's not true.
What?
No. Let's not get started on it. I'm off tomorrow now, so.
Yeah.
I need to just let it go.
Yeah.
Just let it go. It's going to be a good day today, and I'll tell you why. It's Thursday, the day we take the most phone calls of any day. We want you to call. We welcome your call, especially first-time callers, and we don't care why you call. Other programs, if you can believe it, have, and I heard the show on before this one reference this, a program log, I believe they call
what?
It.
What?
Yeah. What is that?
Well, Dan, apparently it's when you map out what you're going to do each hour.
That's weird.
Can you even try to imagine?
No.
No, me either. We don't do that. So if you want to call and sidetrack us and it takes 2 hours to talk about what you want to talk, great. Because we don't have anything going anyway. So call, especially first-time callers, call us. The other thing that's going to happen today is 2 weeks ago today, we had a lady in here named, can you call a lesbian a lady?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, sure.
She's a lady.
She's female. We had a woman in here named Holly, lesbian, ex-convict, 5 years in prison. Very interesting. I found her fascinating. And then it's just by some weird coincidence, today we have another Holly coming in, and this was set up a couple of months ago because of an email she sent me. And that's all I can tell you. I've never met her, but her email got my attention, and I thought, well, let's bring her in here. So she's coming in for the 4 o'clock hour. And outside of that, you call us. I'll give you the numbers. We'll do some Burke segment. We have something very disturbing for you, but a welcome disturbance. One of our listeners, you know, we're the station and the only station that at the holidays, Christmas time, we remind people of the filth and vulgarity buried not so subtly in Christmas songs, like Brenda Lee's Effin' Pie song.
Right.
Mm.
We now have a listener who's called our attention to a very popular TV show from the 60s, that played backwards has satanic messages in it.
Oh.
He They used to say that about, what, the Beatles songs?
Paul is dead. Yeah. Paul is dead.
Some Black Sabbath songs, they would say.
Well, that was bunk. This is true. Yes, Peon and I have done it. We played it, and it's there.
It's there.
It's absolutely there. Satan has come to us, came to us in the 60s through a TV theme song played backwards. And what I think happens to people who are weak and easy subjects for Satan, they may hear it played right, but they're able somehow in their minds to hear the real message that Satan has played.
Yes, Satan.
And that's exactly right.
Oh, boy.
So we're going to get to that, too. But first, the Burke segment, do we have anything?
Well, that was going to be part of my Burke segment, but I guess we'll wait till the Burke segment is ended. But I wanted to play this song. This is going to be kind of like a trivia question.
Okay.
But I think you have to be in your 30s.
By the way, this is Eon the Peon, everybody.
Well, thank you very
Give
much.
Give it up for him. Yeah.
Late 20s to late 30s, I think, to be able to answer this question.
It's, late 20s to late 30s?
Yeah.
Like someone older wouldn't be able to?
Yeah, because... Because
it's an 80s, 90s
But I can't, yeah, it's kind of a 90s thing. It this band reunited on a late night talk show just a day or two ago.
Really?
And... I'd like to play the song, and we'll see if anybody can guess who the band is.
Well, you know, I'm so old that I'm out.
But, yes.
Go ahead. Danny, ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's see.
Can I say a quick word about broadcast professionalism?
Yes.
Are you wearing shorts?
I am.
Okay. Well, you're a young, dumb kid, and you haven't really, you're not mature enough and old enough to know better and to know to follow the rules. Years ago, there was a memo issued here. By the late Fred Zolanko. I believe he's passed away.
No, he's still around.
And it said no shorts, no broadcast people should wear shorts. Now, Colin Jeffrey wears a tie, white shirt
yes,
tie.
Yes, yeah. He's a very respected
Yet we have we have a guy who's he's kind of an in-your-face guy, kind of, you know, screw you, I'll do what I want to, and that's at Marvin Kilbourne, who wears shorts in here, I saw, to do his work.
Oh, yeah.
That's not professional.
Yeah.
That's not how we operate here. But he's kind of like a visitor. He's just kind of passing through. Because, you know, that time slot.
Yeah.
They're not here for very long.
I'm on his side on this one. You go, Marvin.
I'm sorry. What do you have?
All right. So I'll play the song, and we'll see if anybody can guess the name of the band.
Monkeys.
I was going to say that.
It's here we come.
He's walking down the street.
Okay, now can you stop it for a second?
Yeah.
Is this a band that reunited in the 90s or was formed in the 90s?
Formed in the 90s.
And then just recently reunited.
Just recently reunited. Just for one night on a late night talk show.
All right, play one more. I have no clue. No, but I'll tell you who it sounds like from the 60s or 70s. Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Sounds kind of like that. Name
of the song is
Forever. Should we take calls?
Sure.
Yeah. Because the phones are...
Are they ringing?
They're lit up here.
Well, I'm guessing.
Because, as you know, we have lots of very young people who listen to this show.
We do. All ages.
Kids love AM.
Yeah.
Cool kids really like AM radio.
Paul thinks he might know who it
is. Well, let's see. Paul. 314-969-KTRS is our number. Toll-free, even though nobody worries about toll-free anymore, 888-550-KTRS. Let's go to Paul. Hey, Paul, how are you?
Hey, Frank and the gang. I am good. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing great.
Good,
now, you don't sound like a 35-year-old to me.
No, I'm older than that, but my kids loved the show when it was on.
He's on the right track.
Beyond thinks you may have this.
Well, first I have to start by saying that I am AM and the PM.
Well, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Who is that?
It's Jesse and the Rippers.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
Way to go, Paul.
And it's actually...
John Stamos.
A fictional band. It was John Stamos' character on Full House. He was Uncle Jesse on the show.
And see, I never watched
Full House. That's why I knew you probably wouldn't know. But, so his character was Uncle Jesse, and on the show, he had a band called Jesse and the Rippers. And they were a recurring thing. They would always practice in the house and things like that. But Jimmy Fallon reunited the band from Full House the other night on his show.
My wife loves John Stamos.
Hey, Peon.
Yes.
Did you know that like 6 months ago that Zach from Saved by the Bell, you know, he had a band on that show, and they did the exact same thing with his band.
That's funny. Yeah, Jimmy likes to bring back those 90s kind of pop
culture
things.
That's a funny idea.
Yeah, it is funny. But right.
Paul,
way to go. Paul.
Let's see what kind of prize we have for you. Hang on here, Paul.
What do we got, Dan?
Hang on, let me see. Let me check the prize.
Hold on.
Close your eyes. What do you got? Right,
hang on. Those are all gone.
That's right.
We gave those away.
No.
Muni. No.
We got these t-shirts. No.
No, they're gone.
Those anymore.
Paul, we don't have anything.
Yeah that's all right. Great.
Sorry. Thanks for calling. Well, I'm sorry. We don't have
talk about somebody that must have made, you know, we were talking about Satan earlier, must have made a deal with the devil, that John Stamos. Have you seen him lately? He doesn't age.
My wife loves that guy.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, he must be 50 something by now.
She likes that, hang on. That guy that was on West Wing, he's a young, Rob Lowe.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, he's another man. One. She gets lit up over Rob.
I thought she liked also, what's the guy's name that was in Hangover?
Oh, yeah.
Bradley Cooper.
Are you kidding? Yeah.
She's got a list.
She does.
Wow.
And thank you, Paul, for knowing Jesse and the Rippers. That's a good name.
See,
there's certain shows like Saved by the Bell. Full House.
I bet your kids were huge fans of it, but
maybe. Well, what's that one Bob Saget was in? What was
Full House? That was Full House. Okay. It was Bob Saget, John Stamos, and Dave Coulier.
Yeah.
And you know why I never watched them? Because they just look stupid to me.
Oh, and they were
like
very
bad, stupid.
They
sitcoms.
Were very corny, cheesy. But it was always.
It looked like they should be on the Disney.
A
channel.
Good message, right? Yeah.
Saget is the filthiest.
No, he is very filthy.
He couldn't be further from that character on that show because he was a squeaky clean dad, a single dad.
Well, look at America's Funniest Videos. He was a clean host. And when I heard how dirty this guy was, I thought, what? Bob Saget?
It really came to the public how dirty he was in the movie.
Where they tell that joke.
Oh, what the... shoot. What's
Everybody
the,
tells
what's
the same
punchline
joke,
of the joke,
right?
The,
oh, yeah.
I don't even remember.
Yeah,
wait, Colin's tell me in my ear. What is it, Colin? The Aristocrats.
Yeah. That's
well, Colin's filthy.
He
knows all the filthy stuff. He, you know, his hobby collects filthy stuff.
No, yeah, I didn't.
It's Colin Jeffrey. Yeah. Another case of where you think you know a guy, you hear him do the news.
Well,
no,
he's
no.
got the tie on
oh,
and everything,
no, no,
right?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just all. That's just to throw you off.
But yeah, Bob Saget's interpretation of that joke on that. Have you seen that movie?
Again?
The Aristocrats.
No.
It's essentially, you know, the.
It's
the
different
quick
comedians
joke.
Telling the same joke.
Right.
Now I don't know that I know the joke. What is? I think
it's a family, and they're going to this talent agent, and they go, we have an act and everything. And so essentially the joke is you throw in as many vulgar, despicable acts this family does on stage.
Right.
And the talent agent's just sitting there with his mouth open the whole time. And the punchline, and he goes, well, what do you call your act? And you go, the Aristocrats. So it's just kind of the total opposite. Like, you know, aristocrats are high, high level of
so
society.
So the middle of the joke can be anything you want.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's totally,
Open.
Wow. Open it. Gilbert Gottfried does
it. I like jokes, but I don't think I'd like that movie. I don't like Phil for the sake of Phil.
There's some creative. I mean, because you can be really creative with it. George Carlin. I mean, so many great comedians are in that movie telling the joke. And you'd probably like
it. I should probably get it.
Besides the vulgar part.
And Bob Saget did stand-up comedy, but way before he did the Full House and America's Funniest Videos. So he was dirty and filthy before all of that, but then America gets to see him like that, and then you turn around and see him.
Well, I think
filthy.
It was a shock for a lot of people when they found out Betty White was dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Remember all those years, Betty White was just that gal with a cooking show on Mary Tyler Moore, and then they realized she did some movie about swamp people. Or
Lake Placid.
Yeah,
yes.
Some horror thing, and then everybody went, what?
Oh, my God. It's hysterical. Her character in that movie, and I love that movie. It's about a great big giant alligator that's eating people.
Yeah.
And but Betty White's in there, and she's feeding this alligator her cows, which keeps the alligator around, and she is so filthy in this movie.
Wow.
It's hilarious.
We had calls. We'll put the Burke segment on hold because these people, I don't want them to hold forever. Kevin, what's up, Kevin?
Hey, Frank, first AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And I am one of the teachers in one of the infamous, school districts that has been well publicized lately. And I want to compliment you on the conversation you had yesterday with the man about race relations.
Yeah.
Just the professionalism. I know you guys don't like getting serious, but just the professionalism. And I just wish everybody could have them type of conversations. I think the situation I'm in would be better off. And I just think we'd all be better off if we could, follow the lead that you started yesterday.
Well, Kevin, what did you say you do again?
I'm a teacher.
Okay.
In one of the districts that you, that's been all over the news.
Here's what I thought, and I thought of this morning, and I think this is pretty good. I thought, what if we as people could all interact with each other the way we would if we were in the military together or athletes together? Because sports teams, black, white, Dominican, Jamaican, it doesn't matter. They all want the same thing. They want to win.
A common goal.
And in the military, you fight next to black guys, Hispanic guys. If we could run this country and act like we were on a sports team or in the military, wouldn't that be great? We're all kind of wanting the same thing.
I agree. I was both in the military. And
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter in there what color anybody is.
Right. And I played college baseball on a team that was 50-50, and our coach told us one day, he said, you don't have to like each other, but you best well respect each other. And that was the big thing, to respect each other. I think a lot of the problems we have would not be generated.
And have each other's back, because if you don't, your team's never going to win, and your army's never going to win. You got to have each other's back. I'm glad you called. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, there's one person that likes the show and appreciates what we're doing. That's a start.
Put that on the list.
Let's start. Let's get Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. Speak up, Bob.
No.
I'm kidding. No. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. It's good news. I've got three questions to ask you, and they're probably old questions.
That's all right. I'm old. I can answer. Go ahead.
The first question is, what happened to Karen Vale?
She's no longer here and hasn't been for years.
Can you tell me? I know. I used to listen to her all the time. Then I went out of the country and I came back and she was gone and nobody ever made an explanation.
No, we did. We always do. When somebody leaves, we do it more than once to make sure people know the circumstances and that there's no bad blood, and we did that. But to get into the specifics sometimes about why a person's gone is not always a good idea, because if you say they quit, you've then portrayed them to the public as a quitter who abandoned the show. If you say they're fired, then people want to speculate as to, ooh, I wonder what happened, why they got fired. It's best to just say, no bad blood, she's gone, and she's been gone for a long time.
Can I speculate one thing?
Sure.
Could it be that she didn't like that phrase, Karen is an idiot, all the time?
That was not it at all. Because if she didn't like it, she would have told me and I'd have stopped it.
Okay.
I make it very clear to people in here, if there's anything we do that really makes you uncomfortable, just let me know and we'll put an end to it.
Okay. It just seemed like she got her hackles up every time she heard that.
No, she never did. That didn't bother her at all. She was pretty tough.
Okay. And what happened to Wood? Remember that gal that replaced her, Wood? I was gone, too, at the time.
No, there was nobody named Wood. There was Tina.
The Wood Report, maybe.
Tina Dalpiez was not named Wood.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I will tell you, Tina quit. Tina quit because she said she just needed more time to do the other things she was doing, and this takes the middle of your day away.
Okay,
and she said she had other things she had to do.
But you haven't got any females to replace any of these two.
Not looking for any, because based on the response from the listeners, there's just not any real void here. Now, look, the people that have been part of this show were never people that I sought out. They accidentally became part of. I'll give you an example. Reggie. I wasn't looking for somebody to do what Reggie did. Well, we weren't looking for somebody to do what anybody did. They just happened to jump out at me as somebody was something special, and we made them part of the show. Now,
okay,
we got a lady.
So they were both good. I'm just curious.
Well, they were good to you, and they weren't good to some people.
Last question.
Okay, go ahead.
You always start out with the Burke. What is the Burke in the Burke segment mean?
My history teacher, my American history teacher's name was Mr. Burke, Jack Lloyd Burke, when I was in high school. And Mr. Burke, that was a one-hour history class, and at the beginning of every class, top of the hour, he would stand in front of the class and say, does anybody have anything to say? And he'd give us 15 minutes to talk about anything we wanted to talk about, but at exactly 15 after, on the second, he'd say these words, let's get down to business. And he did more in 45 minutes to teach you American history than another teacher could have done in 3 hours. But every day he had 15 minutes of BS. Anybody have anything to say? So we call it the Burke segment, where we just have a chance to, what do you want to talk about, kick something around, and then we get on to business.
Okay, it's an open forum.
Open forum, which basically it is anyway, but I like to call it the Burke segment in honor of
fantastic.
Mr. Burke.
Well, Frank, listen, you've answered two out of three of my questions. And
What was the one I didn't answer?
Well, I don't know what happened to Karen Vail.
She got married.
She got married.
Yeah.
And she's still a teacher. She's still a speech pathologist.
And I did answer your question by saying she's not here anymore and hasn't been for years. But sometimes you're better off to not specifically answer a question.
Oh, okay.
Just because I don't think it's fair. I don't.
No.
See, you're speculating. There's nothing personal at all.
What else have I got left to do?
Well, let's put it this way. She could have quit because she was tired of doing this. She could have quit because she didn't like somebody in the building. She could have been fired for any one of 100 reasons, but I don't know that it's really necessary for people to know that, because sometimes it comes off worse than it really is.
I'm not going to push it then.
Okay.
I appreciate your responses, and thank you for helping me out, and I love your program.
Well, Bob, thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
I love the guys. All the guys.
Not in a sexual way.
Oh, thanks, Bob.
Okay.
Yeah, the homosexual.
You need to cheer up.
See,
right.
I didn't say homosexual. He said it.
No.
I said not in a sexual way. He said, yeah, the homosexual.
He speculated.
Speculating again.
Yeah.
Well, I like Bob. But this, I like anybody who listens to this show. How about that? How can you not like somebody that listens? You know what I don't like? It's not that I don't like them. I don't understand people who don't listen.
No.
I'm suspicious of people who do not
listen. It's a kinship.
There's something wrong with them. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say. All right. Do we have Mr. Londoff?
Yes,
we do. John, how are you?
Frank?
John?
Frank Opinion?
John Londoff?
Frank, I'm AM and the PM.
Yeah!
Oh, man.
I have some really big news to share with you, but I can't.
I just thought that I'd start with that, though, that I am AM and the PM.
It's good
I'm
to
a
hear.
Listener.
Good to hear, and I want people to know I've got some big, big news that I'm going to share with them later.
What kind of news?
It's big news.
Big.
It's big Chevrolet news, but I can't do it.
You almost sound like Ed Sullivan there.
Really big news.
Big news.
But I can't do it during our commercial, and I'll explain why later. So you know what it is.
Oh, God. You're just, the anticipation is unbelievable.
It's huge news.
It's unbelievable.
Huge
news.
Chevy news.
Heavy stuff.
How's everything?
Big stuff. Great. Great. Everything is great. Not just, you know, some people, that's all they talk about is the weather, but this weather is unbelievable. It's just gorgeous out. Just makes you want to drive in your car safely to 1375 Dunn Road
and get in a better
and
car.
Walk around the almost 13 acres of automobile heaven. That's what we have growing here. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. It's just a little slice of automobile heaven.
Wow, well said.
That's nice.
Well said. Yeah, now I'd like the people to know that, and I don't mind them knowing that you and your wife and my wife and I, we go to dinner, I guess, every 2 or 3 months. You know, we're not together all the time, but we're scheduled next week to go to dinner again. And by the way, I'm still waiting for your text on where we're supposed to go, because it's going to be your choice. But what I'm getting at is this. I think it's my turn to pick up the tab.
Woo!
Wow, that didn't take my
man.
And I'm already starting to get a little bit nervous about the wine part of the dinner, because I don't.
Oh,
well,
Frank,
I'm just telling
on.
You. I'm just telling you. You don't.
You know what? You don't strike me as a person that really ever gets nervous.
Well, then you're not paying much attention, because I do. And you like good wine.
Well, I guess maybe the only time I see maybe a little tinge of nervousness is when the tab finally does come to the table.
Do you know that I don't think I've ever, I'm not kidding, I don't think I've ever in my life ordered a bottle of wine at dinner. Never. Because I just don't know enough about wine. It doesn't mean that much to me. But when John orders,
he knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing.
No, there was one night you did order a bottle of wine.
I don't think so.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Well, it wasn't because I decided to. It was probably because somebody else there wanted it. Maybe I paid for it, but I'm not that guy who goes, show me the wine list. I have no idea what I'm looking at there. But you do. You know what you're doing.
Okay.
And you know to immediately eliminate the moderately priced bottles.
You can't even spit it out.
That's
moderately.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to telling me, hearing you tell me where you want to go to. That'll be
all right. I can't wait. And Mimi's she's on pins and needles. She just can't wait to figure out where.
What do you think would happen one night if Mimi and I went to dinner and then you and my wife went to dinner? Like separate places. Just same night, separate places.
Well, let me think about that first.
How did that become an expression? She's on pins and needles. Are they on pins and needles waiting?
That's a good question. I don't know. That's a good look into that, Pian.
All right, pins and needles.
The head of the research department.
Pins and nails, whatever it is.
But so what do we need to know in terms of why people should head your way today, tomorrow, tomorrow night?
This is automotive heaven. This is we are doctors of transportation here at Johnny Tanner. Of transportation here at Johnny Lawndorf Chevrolet. Over 1,000 new Chevrolets, cars and trucks, and pre-owned vehicles in stock on ground for your unbelievable listeners. It's just a great time to buy. And then, you know, we back it up with award-winning service. You know, Bruce Weiner, Ken Lutz, Billy Lee, their team of just fantastic, phenomenal technicians.
Ken, he's no Klutz Lutz.
Wow.
What about Bruce? What could you say about Bruce Weiner?
Bruce, no one finer, Weiner. Bruce, there's no one finer than our man Weiner.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How about his service?
We're going to go through the whole, all the employees?
Billy
Lee.
Wow.
Okay, well, we have a lot of cars and trucks here at Johnny Lawndorf Chevrolet. We were talking about those Chevy Sonics at as low as $12,900. Okay, $12,900 Chevy Silverado regular cab work trucks. Unbelievably. We have
Billy, come on in and see me, Lee. That's what I
do. Yeah, I knew you were thinking about it.
I can't let it go. I'm not going to give up until I got that solved. Yeah.
You're really very talented.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you're extremely talented. I mean, I don't know what it's like to be that talented.
Well, it's not easy. People are always coming after you wanting ideas.
Hey, can somebody give me a hand with all this talent?
It's a curse.
It must be a curse.
It is a curse, yeah. Dan.
I know.
How do you sleep at night?
Well, I don't. I'm
with
just
his eyes closed.
Cranking out ideas.
With his eyes
cranking
closed.
Out slogans and ideas all the time.
Still playing the games, maybe sometimes on that iPad.
Oh, sure. Got a new one, Temple Run.
Oh, I've been playing
Have
that
you been
one
playing
too,
Temple
yeah.
Run? I like it. It's a
that
good
one's
one.
Tough,
it
man.
Is. It is very tough. It's
I'll
frustrating.
Ask the boys if they're playing Temple Run.
Ask them about Temple Run on the iPad. They'll love it.
Are you playing Candy Crush yet?
No, what's
oh,
that?
Oh, man, don't start. I'll just say that.
See, now I will.
Candy Crush. Candy Crush Saga. It's one of those
sounds
games.
Like a stripper, Candy Crush.
Yes, yeah. It's one of those
it
games.
Sounds a little,
where you
know, like little. Vulgar, you
it
know?
Does, yes, it does.
Where you line up three in a row. You know, have you ever seen those kind of games where it's a whole pattern of different colored...
I can see you like it. You sure woke up suddenly. I hadn't heard from you in 10 minutes and suddenly you started talking.
Yeah.
It's a sickness.
Now, your boys all probably have iPads or some kind of tablet, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Temple Run. Jot that down. They'll love it. You know how I discovered it? Well, we were in a... We met some people who were visiting from out of town, and we had to go to this hotel lobby to meet them. And there were some kids from out of town staying at this hotel, and they were in the lobby playing this game. And I just went up to one of them. I went, hey, man, this kid's like 8 years old. I said, what are you playing? He said, Temple Run. It's great. And so I stood there and watched him. Soon as I got home, I downloaded Temple Run.
So let me ask you, his parents, were they anywhere around?
Yeah, they were over in the
when
cocktail
this adult
lounge.
Male comes over.
No, they were over in the lounge. They were in
kid,
the,
what game are you playing?
You know, I did feel weird doing it, but then the mom walked over, and I said, hey, your boys just introduced me to a new video game. And I think
she grabbed him
and said, get away from that pervert.
Yeah.
No, that's she was real nice.
You want to know another kind of game?
Yeah. It's good. Temple Run.
Ew. Ian, you're coming up with some winners today.
Wow. Thanks, John.
Man, oh, man. But listen, I'm going to tell you one thing.
What?
This is the place to come, your listeners, to have fun. Absolutely. We are going to make your buying experience one that you've never experienced before. You know, if you've never been here, because now we have so many listeners that are repeat customers. They're on their second and third plus vehicles. They're referring their family members who, I don't know how this happens, but maybe some of their family members don't have the only reason that you wouldn't listen to the program is if you just don't have the opportunity. If you're,
you know, or you have no sense of humor. You're real serious.
In an office, maybe, you know, let's say you don't work for a wonderful person like me, and that would let you listen to the program on your headphones while you're still working.
Yeah, that's no excuse from 5 to 6 o'clock, though. You know, most people...
You can't miss the joke.
Most people are on the road, but there's no excuse for that.
I mean, you know, the Lawn Duff Boys, we're driving home because all four, the next generation, those Lawn Duff Boys are all working here this summer. And
do you think when they take over, they'll fire me? That happens sometimes. No. Sometimes the next generation comes along.
You know why? Because they've met your wife. They really like her.
It's not that funny.
That did happen. A dad retired and the kid came in.
It's happened to me twice.
Yeah.
Where dad retired, the kid came in. We don't need you anymore. Mm-hmm. You know. But I'm not worried about that here.
I don't think you need anything to worry about.
You're not retiring for quite a while.
I don't think so.
Me?
Yeah.
No. I love this. I don't know about quite a while.
What are you, 40, 38? You're not that old.
Oh, thanks, Frank. You're really better than that. Hey, you're still buying dinner, okay?
Yeah.
No matter what you say.
Working on that.
When that leather tab comes or that leather bound, it's coming your way.
All right.
Sir.
I'll be ready.
But, hey, we're open until 6:30, 7 o'clock, as late as your wonderful listeners want to keep us here. And you know what? You can shop online 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. Check out the Internet. Check out our website. Billy Dalton. We didn't even talk about Bill Dalton, our IT manager. The Seamless Wonder. That's his nickname, Seamless. Seamless Bill Dalton.
He works fast. There's no halting when you deal with Billy Dalton.
Wow.
See,
That's a gift.
Yeah, thank you.
That is a gift. I mean,
that's a curse, John. It's a curse.
You know, but, you know, like, when we're out to dinner, you're not going to keep doing that, will you?
No.
All right. No. All right. That's okay. I mean, if you want to, I don't care.
What's that phone number?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit in beautiful Florence, Missouri.
All right. They're on the way.
All right. Thanks.
All right, John.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I'll share an article that came out this morning with you later outside of his commercial because there's sort of a law. It's an interesting thing I'll tell you about later that you can't use this publication's information as part of an actual commercial, but you can make it part of just a sort of an aside news story. So we'll get to that eventually. But now we're going to break, then we're coming back. Big 550 KTRS.
And we're going to get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Thanks, Dan. And this traffic report is brought to you by La Quinta Inns and Suites. Settle in on a comfy pillow top bed tonight at La Quinta. La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com. Got kind of a mess going on westbound 70. First of all, you're already stop and go between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. A little heavy between 370 and Mid Rivers Mall Drive, but you have a stalled vehicle that's west of Wentzville Parkway that had the right lane blocked, and traffic is backed up between Lake St. Louis Boulevard and Highway A, and it's just crawling through Wentzville Parkway. Now, on westbound 64, you had some debris that had the center lane blocked and gave a couple cars flat tires. It looks like they've cleared that, but you are slow now between the Science Center and Hampton. Through McCausland, you're a little bit heavy again between 270 and Mason. Southbound 270, that's running slow now between approaching Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. Still not too bad downtown trying to reach the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 64 slowing at Busch Stadium. This traffic report is also brought to you by Allstate. With Allstate House and Home Insurance, you can get a custom-built homeowner's policy for your most valuable investment. Now that's coverage with curb appeal. So talk to an Allstate agent about house and home insurance today and let the good life in. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Green 18!
Get ready. We are 6 weeks away from Mizzou's first game of the season as Murray State comes to Columbia Saturday, August 31st to take on the Tigers. Get every pass, every play right here on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Hi, St. Louis. It's the roofer for Lane House Construction. Most people know Lane House is a great roofing company, but did you know we also do siding, windows, gutters, and decks? So if you have work on the outside of your home, call Lane House Construction, 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Hi, I'm Terry, sales manager at Broadway Ford Truck Centers. We are proud to be serving the St. Louis area since 1964. That's almost 50 years of continuous sales, service, parts, rental, and long-term leasing. As a Ford Business Preferred Network dealer, we specialize in Ford commercial vehicles to fit your unique business needs. But we also carry the full line of personal trucks and SUVs. Did you also know we provide a full spectrum of rental and leasing options? If you're in the market for a van or pickup truck, then Broadway Ford Truck Centers can help you. Call our leasing manager, Jim Kavanaugh, and let him put you in the vehicle you need. Our parts department is fully stocked, and our trained service technicians are fast, reliable, and available until 9 p.m. to make sure your trucks stay rolling safely and efficiently.
Stop by Broadway Ford Truck Centers at 1506 South 7th in the Soulard Market area. Check them out on the web at BroadwayTruck.com or give them a call at 314-241-9140. A proud member of the Ford Business Preferred Network.
Hi, everybody. I'm Florist Mayor Tom Schneider. Founded in 1786 with 52,000 people, we're the oldest and largest community in the county. We love living in our beautiful, safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action. Nothing fun to do where you live? Join us. Every fourth Wednesday night this summer, enjoy great street parties in Old Town Florissant. For Wednesday night out, July 31st, visit historic St. Ferdinand Shrine where St. Philippine Duchesne mentored her friend, pioneer Jesuit Pierre Desmet. Join us for a family movie, ice cream, book signing, square dancing, and more. Every Saturday night this summer, rock on to live concerts in St. Ferdinand Park. Our July concerts feature Ground Floor Fusion and the ever-popular Smash Band. Billy Peake, Boeing, and the famous Butch Wax in the Hollywoods will perform in August. Our strong economic engine is causing tremendous growth in stores and restaurants. They're even building a superstore here without a TIF. Why not make Florissant the place to buy your next car or home? Visit FlorissantMo.com to learn more about living in the beautiful city in the Valley of Flowers.
Ah, yes, the sounds of summer. Or it could be the sound of giant cicadas flying right through the holes in your screens. Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, here to tell you this is a great time of year to get a jump on the bugs and inspect your window and door screens for holes and damage. If your screens are worn or need repair, bring them to Schnars Hardware. Drop them off, and our skilled repair staff will install new screening and repair any damage. Then you can keep the delightful sounds of summer where they belong.
Not in my house.
In your backyard. Not in your house. So bring those screens into Schnars today and avoid the rush. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910, 314-993-0910, or for location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings, and it is non-addictive. So therefore, you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug. And people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ArcaMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis. It's the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if the answer to the question is yes, you need to call Lane House, your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF or LaneHouseConstruction.com.
This is Katrina from the Dennis George Show. There's Dennis, Mitch, and Sam. I'm the only female on the show. I am seriously outnumbered. Tune into the Dennis George Show Sunday night, 9 to 11 p.m. The whole new way to watch radio.
What's the temperature today? 85 or something? 84, 85.
Let's see here.
Not brutal.
Mm-mm. No, not bad.
Not brutal. Will be. August. August, notoriously. I remember, and I don't know if Dan remembers this or not, we were at Kix with Country Radio, and we had an outdoor concert with Restless Heart, and it was 105 degrees, and it took place in one of the county parks. I want to say Creve Coeur Park. 105,
yeah.
And we're in a dusty, like, baseball, softball diamond area with a bunch of people. Wow, is it hot. So, it's we've still got plenty of potentially hot weather here, which is all the more reason you need to know the name Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling. That's who comes to our house now and has for the last few years. And it doesn't matter who you get from Matheny. Some companies, there are a couple of guys that, you know, you want them, but you don't want this other guy. I don't want him out again. No, it doesn't matter who comes out from Matheny. They're not going to have anybody working wearing the name Matheny or driving around with it on the truck who doesn't play by the Matheny rules. And the Matheny rules are simple. Fair pricing, quick response, courteous, and just do the job right. That's it. 71 years this year, that's how they've operated. And a lot has changed. The systems have changed. The systems are more efficient. The systems are also more complicated to work on. They can do it. They keep their people trained and up to speed on all this stuff. So don't worry about the model or the make or the brand or the year, the age, the size, commercial, residential. If you're in St. Louis or St. Charles counties, I have your heating and cooling company, and you won't ever need another one. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. We have a little time?
Yes.
Not a lot of time, but a little time. Do we have anybody? I can't see the screen.
No.
There's nobody? Okay. You could probably jump in with a call or two if you want. Oh, I have some huge news. I'm not supposed to really do this till Monday, but Monday we'll have all the details. We're going to Cabo San Lucas.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We just nailed this down today. February 15th through the 22nd, Cabo San Lucas. And check this out. This year's trip is almost $500 per person less than last year's trip.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM, I've put a little thing that I wrote there, just giving a heads up to the people who right now know you can go. And I'm going to make this real easy, and this is not a sales pitch or some sort of false deadline. We have 35 rooms. That's 70 people. 15 of those are gone. And you say, well, how could that be? Because Julie already knows that months ago she had 15 couples that said, we don't care when the trip is. Put us down. We're in. So that leaves 20 rooms. And you we'll have 2 weeks from Monday, and that's it, 2 weeks from Monday to move those 20 rooms. And I say they'll probably be gone in a week. So if you want to get the jump on everybody before we officially do this Monday, just go to our Facebook page. Julie's number's there. And you get a hold of Julie. Julie Wilson, our travel agent. $1,625 per person, Cabo San Lucas, a gorgeous resort built in 2007. So it's practically brand new. Closer to this town of Cabo San Lucas than we were last time we went. I believe there's a new casino that's been built on the Casino Royale or something. All this information, more about the place and the name. What's the name of the Ryu?
Ryu Santa Fe.
Ryu Santa Fe, R-I-U Santa Fe, if you want to go pull it up and take a look at it. What a gorgeous property this is. Please don't get mad if in a week or so they're gone. You go, well, I didn't know I had to act that quickly. We're not doing this what we've done in the years past, letting people take 3-4 months to hem and haw and change their mind. And, well, I can't go now. These are the hardcore travelers, the people who want to go with us. Don't say we didn't warn you. Go to our Facebook page, please. We'd love for, I wish everybody could go with us, because I got a feeling this is going to really be a good one. Cabo San Lucas is, when I mentioned it to Pion and Dan, they flipped because they love Cabo.
Oh, that's where I went whale watching there. That was one of the most incredible experiences I've ever had in my life.
Do you hear that? See, yeah. Hear that, folks?
That was awesome.
Unsolicited testimonial from Dan Stroud. Dan will be there with his girlfriend. Peon will be there with his wife, or who knows by then, maybe his girlfriend. And I'll be there with my wife.
Fingers crossed.
Or who knows by then, maybe my girlfriend. But we'll all be there, and we look forward to making that trip with you. And now it's time for our outdoor segment. Hmm. What's an outdoor song? The Great Outdoors. Welcome to the Outdoor Segment. My name is Frank Opinion. I'm the host of the Outdoor Segment, brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. Well, got an email. That's enough. Thank you. Got an email from a listener. Frank, when you do the Outdoor Segment, could you give me some suggestions, good suggestions of what to do outdoors? Well, thanks for writing. Yes, I can. Tell you what you could do. You could walk.
Walking's good.
You could jog if you're
jogging's
a running
good.
Type. You could bike.
I don't like jogging.
You could target practice outdoors at an outdoor range. You could ride a bike. You can go to the zoo. That's outdoors.
Oh, that's a good one.
You can ride in a convertible, and you're kind of outdoors. Nude cartwheel?
Nude cartwheel.
Oh, sure. Why not?
Well, why not? Feels good when you do that outdoors. Mm-hmm. Or you could go to some place with a pool and jump in. That concludes the outdoor show and the outdoor brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri, where I will, as I do almost every weekend, run into some of you from St. Louis who are smart. And you folks in Illinois, now that you've crossed that concealed carry hurdle. Be a good place for you to think about, too. Right in the heart of Osage Beach. Pistols Plus. Got to do one bit of business. We come back. Our guest is waiting in the green room. Her name is Holly. Don't know her. Never met her. We're going to bring her in for an hour and just see how it goes. First Community Credit Union is where I bank. It's also the sponsor in 2 days. Saturday morning, 7 o'clock. 7 to 9 o'clock. Paul Warner will host. Once again, as he has for about 10 years, wow, that went fast. Because I remember when that show, when we started doing that, it doesn't seem like 9 or 10 years ago, but it has been. It's called The Yard Sale, and there's only one sponsor, and it's First Community Credit Union, this Saturday, 7 to 9 o'clock. If you listen to it once, you'll be hooked every Saturday. Even if you don't have anything to sell or you're not looking to buy anything, it's just fun to listen to what people have that they want to sell and the people looking for it. First Community Credit Union, the sponsor and the place we'd love to find out has become your new place to bank. Popcorn all the time, free. Popsicles through Labor Day and great rates and a lot of great service. FirstCommunity.com. Don't go away. It's 4 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The second juror in the George Zimmerman trial is speaking out.